congratulations to the newly elected National Southern Region Vice President from the state of South Carolina, Deshaun Blanding. Deshaun, tell us a little bit about how you're feeling right now.
I'm in a position where I'm not really sure how I'm feeling. I just know whenever my name was called, it was an extraordinary opportunity, and I just wasn't sure how to feel at that moment, and I still am in a floating above the ground right now.
Thinking back to your start in the FFA, what motivated you to join FFA?
So my brother was my mentor all of my life. I loved him. He's 3 years older than me, 4 grades higher than me. So when he was a senior in high school, I was in the 8th grade. And I just got to watch his transformation in the FFA. He's currently in medical school, but the FFA molded him and changed a lot of his perspectives on life. And it took his starting abilities and transformed them and allowed him to be a proficient public speaker. So I wanted to have that same opportunity. So I started getting involved in the FFA as a freshman and started to devote my time to service. Eventually, I became my chapter president my sophomore year, and that was an extraordinary opportunity. But eventually, just being able to grow into this organization became my major focus and helping my members as well.
Thinking back into your FFA career as well, what were some of your SAEs or supervised agriculture experiences?
So I started off working in agribusiness. I worked for my mother at a food processing place. And then eventually I decided that I wanted more agricultural experience and hands-on experience. So I started working with vegetable production with my father. And that was an incredible experience to see how food goes from the ground to the table. And then eventually I started working in agricultural education as well, just encouraging young people to start to pursue a career in agriculture and teaching them about the different agricultural opportunities.
Another side of the FFA that a lot of members are involved in are CDEs, career development events. Deshaun, what was one of your favorite CDEs?
I will have to say parliamentary procedure. I love that CDE to death. I actually got to compete on the national level with that competition. And my advisor, he's all Parley Pro, and he teaches everyone he knows about parliamentary procedure. And just to have him invest so much time into me as a freshman and competing my sophomore year on the national level was just an incredible experience.
What are you most looking forward to during this next year of service?
I would have to say getting to know the members. I remember whenever I was that freshman, my freshman year, and so shy and timid. But because someone devoted time into me and pulled me out of my comfort zone, I was able to grow and able to flourish as a leader. And I'm just looking to do the same for FFA members across this nation. Just getting to tell them my story and show them my background. And not everyone has to come from an agricultural background, but if you just dedicate time into something and learn about it, you'll grow this huge passion just like I did.
What are some of the goals you're hoping to set and achieve throughout this next year, traveling the country and representing over 600,000 FFA members?
I would have to say grow our organization through diversity. I know that's one major area we're trying to focus on now. Actually, it was one of the committee discussions this year, diversity and inclusion, and getting to show that anyone is invited to this organization, regardless of your gender, your race, your background experience. It's open to everyone, and it can help anyone grow their leadership skills and help them learn about agriculture as well. So getting to grow our membership through diversity.
When did the idea of running for national office pop in your mind?
So I remember my freshman year getting to meet Alicia Hodnick. She served as one of the national officers then. And then my sophomore and junior year, I got to meet some more national officers. And just all of this exposure to national officers became incredible. And then whenever I went to college at North Carolina A&T State University, I took a year just not to focus on FFA. But then I felt like I was missing something. And what I was missing was that service that I'd given to this organization. And I felt like I had another year to give in this blue jacket. And so that's when I decided to take that opportunity and that leap of faith and run for a national office.
Well, it looks like you're going to have that opportunity to serve another year, and this time not just serving members in South Carolina, but serving members across the entire United States. Deshaun, how do you plan to transform FFA members over the next year, since Transforms is our theme for the 2016-17 year of service?
I believe my major mission this year is really to focus on our comfort zones. What I learned as a freshman that you have to step out of your comfort zones and take opportunities because they allow you to grow. You know, that's a major part of our mission is personal growth. And so I really want to help students come out of that comfort zone and be able to take those risks they never thought they had and run for chapter office or compete in a CDE or pick up a new SAE project. And just be able to help them find out where it makes them uncomfortable and then just take that leap of faith and go for it.
What would you recommend to an FFA member that wants to begin serving and giving back to the FFA organization?
Find your passion within this organization because that will really allow you to be able to give service in any area. For me, my passion is leadership, and being able to serve 649,355 members is an incredible opportunity. And I just want to help them find that passion so that they can one day flourish in this organization by peeking out what makes them happy, what makes them joyful, and continue to do so within service.
I must believe that there are probably some people in your life that have really helped you get here. Is anybody you'd want to thank or give a shout out to?
Oh, that list is very long. I most definitely have to thank my parents, Barbara Blanding and Carlton Blanding. My family, they've been there. My four brothers and sisters. And I also like to thank my FFA advisor. They're the ones who invest so much time into us as freshmen. But I'll have to also thank my collegiate advisor, my mentors, you know, Mr. Robinette and Ms. Robinette from North Carolina. I mean, my collegiate advisors, Dr. English and Dr. Austin.
Once again, congratulations to the newly elected Southern Region Vice President for the National FFA Organization, Deshaun Blanding. Have a great year of service.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this year.
Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.